Hold on to me as we go, as we roll down this unfamiliar road.
Welcome to the Journey Home Experience. It's good to have you here. Take a minute, grab your guidebook, and put a pin at page 65. Find a place to sit down and get comfortable. Clear your mind of the work that you've been doing, the conversations you've been having. And now, prepare yourself to go on a journey.
Settle down, it'll all be clear. Don't pay no mind to the demons, they fill you with fear. The trouble in my drag you down.
What's going to happen in this experience will take about half an hour. During this time, you'll be guided through some prompts through this audio podcast. Try to find a time and place when no one else will talk to you or interrupt you. This time and space is for you. It's a place to rest, focus, listen, and be filled. It's a time for you to spend with God. It doesn't matter if you've never done anything like this before. If you're someone who talks with God every morning, or if you're someone who questions whether or not God even exists, something in this experience will be for you. So for the next half hour, take a risk. Be open to the possibility that you are here because God has something new and significant to tell you. And He wants to show you what it feels like to be connected with Him, to be loved by Him, today, here. If you've been on the journey home for the past few weeks, you've been looking at parts of your life where you don't feel at home. These are big things to consider, and they take time to uncover and sort through. God might give you insight and answers that you understand right away, or it might take a while before you see more clearly what He's trying to teach you. That's okay. This is a journey, and it's different for all of us. During the weekend service, you had the opportunity to make a decision, to let go of something and give it over to God. Wherever you are, the reality is that every day we can pick up new burdens. They might be big, they might be small. Right now, imagine this burden as a suitcase that you pick up. Go ahead and pick it up in your mind. This suitcase represents the burdens that we all carry through life. Feel the weight of it. Feel the reality of it. Think about what's been carried within it. This suitcase is yours. Take out your guidebook on page 65 and make a list of what is in your suitcase.
Thank you.
We pick up new burdens like these every day. This happens for all of us because we are human and because God's enemy wants to cut us off from an amazing, dependent relationship with God. And he will do anything he can to distract us from the life that we're meant to have with our Father. So the enemy interferes and you pick up a burden. Maybe you slip back into an old habit. Maybe you decide that after all, you're not really forgiven for what you've done. Maybe you fall back into deep worry and stress. Maybe you doubt that God has anything new to show you. Maybe your pride creeps in and you feel like you're fine as is. You could have picked up this burden last year, last week, or this morning. Right now, ask God to help you see a burden that you're carrying today. You might know right away, or it might take a minute to feel what it is. Listen for words or thoughts that hit home, even if they seem surprising or uncomfortable. Ask God to help you see what's weighing you down. When that thought comes to you, write it on page 65 of your guide. Now, imagine yourself carrying this burden to work, as you meet with friends, as you sit at home with your family. As you walk, consider what you wrote. Feel the lifelessness of what you are holding. You begin to realize this suitcase doesn't bring joy. It doesn't bring peace or security. It might have grown comfortable or light because it's familiar, but it is not life-giving. It is not from God. Instead, your burden requires your effort, your strength, your concentration. It affects you. It affects how you act, how you love, how you trust. And when you are holding this burden, you are distracted from other possibilities. You are tied down. You are not open to the beauty and wisdom of what God has for you. As you picture yourself walking with the suitcase, listen to what God says to you by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 45, verse 3. God says, "I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name." Every day we have a choice. We can hold on to our burdens, we can trust in our own strength and get by with what's familiar, or we can set them down. We can release what the enemy so desperately wants us to hang on to. We can trust that God is a good father, a father who knows us, treasures us, believes in us, and is so excited about who we are. If you are ready, go ahead and set down your burden. Picture yourself dropping the bag, letting it go. Even if you're not sure what this means, take a risk. Let go. It doesn't matter what's in it. If you set it down, you are giving it to God. You are asking Him to take it from you. He knows all about it. He knows what to do with it. He knows exactly what you need. And He wants your hands to be free because He has more to give you. After you let go of your burden, take a few minutes on page 65 in your guide to write down your fears as well as your hopes as you let this piece of luggage go. Take as much time as you need to share your hopes and your fears with God. You can go home.
I'm gonna make this place.